designers and curious minds. Ever wondered about the stories hiding within your building's walls? I'm Carrie Seaburn, structural engineer and host of Unstruct, the podcast that decodes and simplifies major concepts of structural design. Behind the math and physics, structural engineering simply predicts building behavior. Join me as we simplify the complex, making structural design accessible to everyone.
Nowadays, instead of measuring it via cost, we're saying, well, what about carbon, you know? We've got two levers now that we can, if an architect has an inefficient design, we can hit them with two levers, if you like.
The official casualty figure is 55,000. Everybody I talked to told me that the actual figure is at least three times as much. And I believe that. I mean, seeing what I saw, Turkish codes are good, and they have been improving, but compliance was completely lacking.
Fluent in steel, concrete, masonry, and timber design, I'll bring you leading engineers to dissect the tales behind their building structure. Whether you're an architect, contractor, engineer, or just love a good story, this podcast is for you.
Yeah, beam penetrations. That's a fun topic on this project.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Unstruct. From within your walls, hear the story behind how your building stands today.
My name is Mark R. LePage, and you are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, where each week I speak with inspiring, passionate people who share their knowledge and expertise, all to help you build a better business as a small firm entrepreneur architect. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, and welcome back to the Entree Architect Podcast. Today's episode is a little bit different. For those of you who may have been listening for a while, you may remember that some of my favorite episodes over the years have been the episodes where it's just you and me. No guest, no interview, solo sessions. Just a conversation about the challenges, the opportunities, and the lessons of building a successful architecture firm. And it's been several months since I've recorded a solo session. And as we head into the summer and prepare for AIA in San Diego, I thought it would be a perfect time to bring them back. Over the next couple of weeks, while I'm traveling, attending events, and connecting with architects from across the country, I'll be sharing a few more of these solo sessions, and then we'll return to our regular schedule of interviews with some incredible guests and a bunch of experts from inside and outside the profession. But today, I want to talk about something that has fundamentally shaped the Entree Architect community and transformed the lives and businesses of hundreds of architects over the past 13 years. In fact, if I look back at everything that we've built together since launching Entree Architect in 2012, yes, 2012, it's been a while, I'd argue that this one thing has had more impact on our members than almost anything else that we've ever created. Can you think of what it is? And yet, most architects don't fully understand its power. Today's episode is called The Room That Changes Everything. Let's jump in. One of the biggest challenges facing small firm architects has nothing to do with design. It has nothing to do with marketing. It has nothing to do with technology. It's isolation. Most architects build their businesses alone. They spend years learning architecture. They learn how to design buildings. They learn how to prepare construction documents. They learn how to manage projects. But very few learn how to build businesses. And even fewer have people around them who truly understand what they're going through. When a challenge comes up, who do you talk to? When you're struggling with a difficult employee, when cash flow gets tight, when you're considering raising fees, when you're wondering whether to hire your first employee or your fifth employee, most architects don't have anyone. They may have supportive spouses, they may have friends, they may have colleagues, but they don't have a trusted group of peers who truly understand what it's like to own and operate an architecture firm. And that's the problem, because entrepreneurship is difficult. Not because the work is hard, but because the decisions are hard. And the bigger your firm grows, the more important those decisions become. The irony is that the very people that we need most during those moments are often the people that we don't have. People who understand. People who have been there before. People who can help us see what we can't see ourselves. And that is where the story begins. Back in 2013, just a few months after launching Entree Architect on 12-12-12, Google it, I launched the first Entree Architect Mastermind Group. At the time, I wasn't trying to create a program. I was trying to solve a problem, my own problem, and the problem I saw among the architects gathering around the Entree Architect community. We were all asking similar questions. How do I find better clients? How do I increase my fees? How do I hire people? How do I build a business that supports the life that I want to live? How do I stop feeling like I'm making every decision alone? The answers weren't always found in the business books I was reading. They weren't always found in the courses I was taking, and they certainly weren't found in architecture school. What we needed were conversations, real conversations, honest conversations, conversations with people who understood what we were going through. So we gathered a small group of firm owners and started meeting every week. And honestly, I had no idea what it would become. Today, more than 13 years later, we've had hundreds of architects participate in the Entree Architect Mastermind groups. And some of those original members are still meeting every week, week after week. Think about that for a moment. For more than a decade, they've continued showing up for one another. Not because they have to, because they want to, because they've discovered something incredibly valuable. The value isn't just the information, the value is the people. Let's take a quick break to say thank you to our sponsors for their support of this episode. One of my favorite parts of every AIA conference is reconnecting with people I've only seen online, heard on podcasts, or met through the Entree Architect community. And every year, there seems to be one place where those conversations happen naturally. For me, that's the RCAT booth. If you're heading to AIA 26 in San Diego, you'll find RCAT on the expo floor June 11th and 12th at booth 3415, 3415. Just look for the big red A. That's usually my home base during this conference. Between sessions and meetings, I always seem to find myself back at the RCAT booth, catching up with friends, meeting podcast listeners, and making new connections. This year, you'll also find Charisse Lakeside recording live episodes of Detailed, RCAT's own top-rated podcast, right from the booth, bringing great conversations from the show floor directly to her listeners. So if you're coming to San Diego, stop by booth 3415, grab some RCAT swag. They always have the best swag. Say hello to the team, and if you see me there, please introduce yourself. Look for us under the big red A. See you in San Diego. This episode of Entree Architect Podcast is supported by WeCollabify, one of our trusted allied partners. Over the years, I've learned that not all business relationships are created equal. Some companies simply want to sell you their products and services. There's nothing wrong with that. Every firm needs vendors. But the most valuable relationships often go much deeper. A trusted partner understands where you're headed. They understand the challenges you face. They understand and invest in your success because they know that their success is tied to yours. That's how we think about our allied partners. That's also why we're proud to work with WeCollabify. They help architecture and engineering firms expand their capacity by integrating skilled design, BIM, and technical professionals directly into their teams. Not as a separate resource to manage, but as part of the way the firm operates day to day. Their goal isn't simply to fill a position, it's to help firm owners create the capacity they need to serve clients well, support their teams, and make better long-term decisions about growth. If you're evaluating the people and organizations you rely on to support your firm, I encourage you to learn why WeCollabify is one of our trusted allied partners. Visit WeCollabify.com/EntreeArchitect to learn more. That's WeCollabify.com/EntreeArchitect. Please visit our sponsors today and thank them. Thank them for supporting you the Entree Architect community. People often ask me, Mark, what's the secret? Why are mastermind groups so powerful? The answer is actually pretty simple. Masterminds provide five things that most entrepreneurs desperately need. Number one, accountability. When you tell yourself you're going to do something, it's easy to make excuses. You know that. I know that. But when you tell 10 people that you're going to do something, it's different. You show up the following week, they ask you how it went, and suddenly the commitments become real. Number two, perspective. Sometimes you're just too close to your own problems. You can't see the solution because you're standing inside the problem. A mastermind gives you different perspectives, different experiences, different ways of looking at the same challenge, and often the answer becomes obvious once someone else points it out. Number three, support. Running a business can be lonely. You know that. A mastermind reminds you that you're not alone. Other people have faced the same challenges. Other people have survived the same setbacks, and other people are willing to help. Number four, challenge. A great mastermind doesn't support you. It challenges you. It calls out your excuses. It asks difficult questions. It pushes you to think bigger. And sometimes the most valuable thing is a mastermind that can say, why are you thinking so small? Right? It makes you think bigger. The next one is confidence. This may be the biggest benefit of all. When you're surrounded by people taking action, solving problems, and making progress, you begin to believe that you can too. Your confidence grows, not because someone motivates you, but because you see what's possible. But here's what I've learned after 13 years. The greatest value of a mastermind isn't accountability. It's not advice. It's not networking. It's not referrals. Those are all great things, but they're not the biggest benefit. The biggest benefit is identity. Let me explain. The people around us influence us how we think about ourselves. They influence what we believe is possible. They influence the standards we set for ourselves. If everyone around you is playing small, it's easy to play small. If everyone around you believes growth is impossible, you'll probably believe that too. But when you're sitting in a room with people building remarkable businesses, something changes. You start seeing yourself differently. You start thinking differently. You start making decisions differently. Your identity begins to shift. You stop seeing yourself as a struggling architect. You start seeing yourself as a business owner, a leader, an entrepreneur. And once that identity changes, everything changes. I've watched architects double and triple their fees. I've watched architects hire their first employee. I've watched architects finally take vacations. Can you believe it? I've watched architects regain confidence after difficult failures. I've watched lifelong friendships form. Not because someone taught a better tactic, because people changed the way they saw themselves. So what makes a great mastermind work? After all these years, I've learned that the best groups share a few common characteristics. First, they're small enough that everyone can participate, typically between 5 and 8 people. Second, they meet consistently, not when it's convenient, consistently, every week. They meet every week. Third, they create a culture of trust. What's shared in the group stays in the group. That confidentiality is critical. Fourth, everyone contributes. A mastermind isn't about taking, it's about giving. The more you help others, the more value you receive. And finally, the group is committed. Not interested, committed. And there's a big difference between interested and committed. Interest shows up when you're convenient. Commitment shows up no matter what. It's the most important meeting of the week. The best mastermind groups become more than meetings. They become part of your life. As we move into the future shaped by artificial intelligence, I believe mastermind groups become even more valuable. Think about it. information is becoming abundant. Knowledge is becoming overly accessible. Answers are available instantly. You can ask AI almost anything, and increasingly, you'll get a pretty good answer. But wisdom, perspective, judgment, trust, human experience, those things still come from people, from humans. The future isn't about finding more information. The future is about having better conversations. The future isn't about having access to more answers. The future is about having access to better questions. And that's exactly what a mastermind provides. A room full of people helping each other become better versions of themselves. A room full of people challenging each other to grow. A room full of people who they want to see one another succeed. That's something technology can't replace, and I don't believe it ever will. So thanks for spending some time with me today on this solo session. If you're currently building your business alone, I want you to consider finding your room. Maybe it's a mastermind. Maybe it's an advisory board. Maybe it's a small group of trusted peers. Go out to lunch, do whatever you need. Remember, small group consistently. Whatever form it takes, don't try to do it alone. The right room can change your business. The right room can change your future. And sometimes the right room can change your life. I've seen it. If you enjoyed this solo session, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email, connect with me on social media, or share this episode with someone who can benefit from this conversation about masterminds. And if you're looking for a room filled with architects who understand exactly what you're going through, I'd love to invite you to join one of ours inside the Entree Architect Network. Learn more about mastermind groups at entrearchitect.com. Next week, I'll be back with another solo session as I spend time with our community at AIA Conference on Architecture and Design. And then in 2 weeks, we'll return with our regular format with another great interview featuring a leader helping shape the future of our profession. Until then, take care of yourself, take care of your business, and take care of each other. If you liked this episode of Entree Architect Podcast, please share a link to this episode with a friend. Either just click the share button or highlight the URL and send the link to this episode with a friend, because that's how Entree Architect has grown to serve thousands more architects just like you. Throughout the 10 plus years of Entree Architect, that's how we've grown, architect to architect. So I would love for you to share this episode and all the episodes with one friend every week. We'd love that. And thank you to our sponsors for this episode. We don't have an episode if there's no sponsors. So thank you to our sponsors. Links to those sponsors, which you should go visit and click, and all the resources that we discussed today for this specific episode, they are all available at entrearchitect.com/podcast. Every episode that we've recorded is there, entrearchitect.com/podcast. Go click the links to the sponsors and say hello. Entree Architect is a member of the Gable Media Podcast Network. You should go visit that at gablemedia.com. That is the next evolution of interactive media and resources for the AEC community. You can now earn continuing education credits for listening to select episodes of this podcast, Entree Architect Podcast. Yes, AIA CEUs for listening to a podcast. It's there, and many other podcasts are there as well. And you can listen to all of them and get credit. Learn more about our program, Gable Members Program, at the gablemedia.com/members website. That's gablemedia.com/members. And if you are a small firm architect, join us today at Entree Architect Network. That is the worldwide organization for small firm entrepreneur architects. If you own your own architecture firm, you are an entrepreneur architect. You are an Entree Architect. With weekly live group business coaching, yep, we have business coaching there, monthly live business training with AIA CEUs, 2 a month, so 24 AIA credits per year, including 12 of those are HSWs. We have them in the membership. Business resources, all the resources you need to run your business, special session webinars, mastermind groups, and a thriving community of small firm architects just like you. Hundreds of architects are there waiting for you to join. So we provide the support and encouragement you need to succeed as a small firm architect. I know that you haven't been trained as a business person when you launched your firm. That's what we do. Come learn how to run a business at Entree Architect Network. And today you can go join right now for free for 30 days at this link, entrearchitect.com/30days will give you free 30 days for membership. Go check it out at entrearchitect.com/30days, and I will see you there. Thank you for listening to this episode of Entree Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and I want you to remember three words: love, learn, share. Have a great day.
I've mentioned it to my family, but in terms of telling people like, oh yeah, we're doing this, I'm looking for projects, you got anything? I'm not there yet because it scares the shit out of me.
Dreaming of launching your own architecture firm? Well, buckle up for a wild ride with Emerging, the podcast that shares what it's really like to start an architecture firm.
Where do we begin? We don't even know what type of business to formalize as. Is it an LLC? Is it an LLP? Like, how are taxes? I mean, the list is astronomical.
Season 1 featured founders Jeffrey, Lexi, and Chris, owners of Level Studio Architecture, are your fearless guides on this unfiltered journey from napkin sketches to a thriving studio.
One evening, stumbled into one last dive, we sat at the bar and pondered our postgraduate futures. Amidst the conversation, a napkin became the canvas for our aspirations, sketching plans and milestones, sealing our heartfelt commitment and shared dreams.
In drawing down dreams on a napkin collectively, that then, you know, in your head, you've rooted like, oh, I'm connected to these people, like long term.
The process of starting an architecture practice brims with excitement and challenges, demanding meticulous planning, flawless execution, and unyielding resilience.
I kind of hate the term because it's so overly used, but I think everybody knows imposter syndrome. And I think it's so real to this day. I don't know if it's with everybody, but with me, I'm always questioning like, us, can we do this? Are we ready to do this? Are we prepared? Can we do it?
Did we just decide a name?
We did it, guys.
Oh my
God. One that came out of nowhere.
Woo! It came out of nowhere. I liked it. I saw it.
Ready to turn your aspirations into reality? Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Emerging and chart your own path to architectural success.